What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 11th of June. The unofficial first day of the weekend, according to me. Thursdays. You can get drunk tonight and do very little at work tomorrow. And you can also shag one of your neighbours tonight. Sex is back on the menu for single people, apparently. So you can go round to other people's houses for, they're calling it as a support bubble. But it's the first time I've ever called sex that. But it's like, it's the underwritten reason is that people want to go and see their partners or ex or girlfriends, not ex-girlfriends, but girlfriends or whoever. Or maybe just a neighbour that you know down the road who's a little bit frisky like you. And they'll be more than happy for your rat-a-tat-tat to come on their door when you pissed out your brains tonight. Who knows? But anyway, knock yourselves out. But just make sure, don't forget, don't listen to me. It isn't really the first day of the weekend. You are meant to go to work tomorrow. Work from home, you know, tell them that you, what's it called? You're quarantining because you've been, you got jiggy last night and then you found out that the person had a little bit of a cough. But, and now you've got a quarantine for 7 to 14 days on full pay. Thank you very much. And as the person has got the cough and I've now potentially got the same thing as them, we still might as well carry on shagging. Well, you know, I'm being rude this episode, so I bet people are going to stick around and not turn me off because you're, you know, people are highly strung in England at the moment. I don't know what country you're listening from, but people are very, very, they're at the end of their tether. So they've had to bring in a new rule to allow the people to, you know, carnal instincts or whatever, get it off their chests. Literally, get it off the chests, the blokes anyway. Anyway, let's move on to, and the UK is going to be the hardest hit economy. So we've got fucking months of suffering to come. Apparently the economy is going to be the hardest hit of all the developed countries. How the fuck did that happen? We're the smallest and we're going to be the hardest hit. So we got months of financial misery to come. So all we got to, you know, to float our boat is sex, which is free. Well, depending on where you're getting it. Because you ain't going to have... And they're telling you to go out shopping to boost the economy, get out shopping. But you're telling us that we're going to be on hard times. So if that's the time to not go out shopping, maybe you're going to have to do what I said and go check out what you want. Go to the shops, check out what you want, find out what it's called, and then check it online. 100% you'll get it cheaper. I've just told a guy, he just said, oh, my car company, the car company's fucking screwing me over. They've just told me, I've took my car in for a checkup on the air conditioning and they want 375 quid for the part. I said, just fucking buy it online. What part is it? Go and check it online. And he bought one for 100 quid. So there you go, saving 270 quid. So he owes me. He owes me a fucking drink, that's for sure. But that's what you can do. You know, there's always the... you can always find it online cheaper. Anyway, what was I going to say? There's a rap star in London called Wretch32 has put a video out online of his father. This is... I don't know, when did this happen? Regardless, it's fucking bad timing for this video to come out. Because his father, they went into the house and tasered his 62-year-old father. And his father, I mean, I brought it out because his dad looks about the most unthreatening person you could fucking imagine. He doesn't look at all dangerous or offensive or, you know, like your life is going to be threatened as a police officer. But they fucking shot him with the taser and he went flying down the stairs. So, and I haven't read the full story as to why they were going there, but they were looking for drugs anyway. But he said he's lucky to be alive. It doesn't look like he's got anything to do with drugs either. He looks like a nice guy, law-abiding guy, and he's just fucking felt the wrath as if he's a fucking hardcore drug dealer, you know, in like sense flying down the stairs practically to almost to a broken neck. He said he's lucky to be alive. So anyway, so, you know, that is not fucking good news. The racism thing is like long overdue anyway, and people are literally, you know, getting involved on a mass fucking level, aren't they? Statues are coming down left, right and centre. Statues of you know, people want other statues removed, and they're talking about who they could put up in their place. You know, like they've took down that guy, Coulsdon, I think, the Bristol guy, the other day, and who they should put up in his place. Somebody like Del Boy. Well, that'd be a good one, I thought. A good statue of Del Boy up in London, he'd have to be. Who could go up in Bristol? Banksy, maybe, but then he'd have to be invisible because nobody knows who he is. It could just be a hidden, a modern one, something like a bit funky. Get Banksy to fucking create one. That'd be a good idea. Get him to come up with an idea of a statue. He'd come up with a brilliant one. But he's probably already thinking about it now. I bet you, actually, here we go, mark my words, that fucking in the middle of the night, while the plinth's empty, Banksy will put a statue on there. I'm telling you now, I want fucking money on it. In fact, I'm going to go to the bookies and put some money on that, because I reckon it will happen. It might just be like something, it won't be staying there, but it will put something there that will be there temporarily, because someone will have to take it away, because Banksy's stuff, if it's a Banksy, and it can be taken, if it's movable, thieves will be having it away, because it's money. That's bank right there. Anyway, and another thing, the race is the Gone with the Wind is like being taken off HBO until they can put something alongside it that explains or gives some advice about the explains about the film of its time. But I didn't know. I mean, you know, this thing could go on and on and on. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a film, and it's a film, and it's got history. And it is history. Yeah, okay, people should know about it and stuff, the reasons behind it, but people should be intelligent enough to find this stuff out for themselves, and they learn, and, you know. It's history at the end of the day, so I'm not too sure about fucking pulling it or banning it or anything like that. But at the same time, what I didn't like, which I heard, was that the black lady who's in it won an Oscar. And she had to sit in a different part of the Oscar ceremony because she was black. She had to sit at the back of the ceremony because she couldn't sit with all the white people. And she won an Oscar. So that's fucking... Did she win an Oscar? Yeah, she won an Oscar. So that is like fucking... That's horrendous. So maybe that's something that people should know about, Be Gone with the Wind, because I didn't. But then we all learn. So, you know, these kind of situations that we're all in is a good chance to learn a bit more about how people have suffered and stuff in the past. I mean, that is just fucking wrong on all levels, but... And that is minor. I mean, she won an Oscar. She was an actress. She had, like, you know, you could consider the good side of things, but at the same time, she was still discriminated and probably had a hard time of just as much as anybody else, even though you were, you know, you were on a different level. But anyway, what was I going to say? And all the comedies that have been taken down, I mean, it's getting ridiculous now with the comedies, because they're taking them down off all the streaming services. Everyone's trying to make a point and make a fucking a statement by removing something and show that they're doing something. But half the time, the comedies that they're taking down have not been offensive to black people. They're not being racist, especially the League of Gentlemen. League of Gentlemen and what's it called? The Mighty Boosh. They've got people who have got a black face. One guy in there in the League of Gentlemen has got a black face. But it's a character. It's not meant to be a black person. It's meant to be like an evil spirit type fucking ghost. So, you know, it isn't offensive to black people in that respect. It's like, if anything, it's offensive to fucking ghosts and, like, you know, evil fucking creations, character. So, you know, you got to just... I don't understand why people are making decisions on behalf of everybody else, because most people wouldn't be offended by that, because they get it. But you're trying to fucking, you know, mollycoddle people. So I don't get it. I mean, comedy's there to be watched or not watched. I think people can choose themselves. Oh, no, I'm not watching that because I don't like that. That's where the line should be drawn. You can't just erase fucking history completely and all things that have been made. It's just, you know, it's just getting ridiculous. We'll have nothing left. How far are you going to go? You're going to fucking ban anything to do with gay jokes from, you know, before you know, gays had more liberty and whatever else. You're going to ban anything fucking sexual. Are you going to ban anything like whatever, you can go fucking, you know, the violence and everything, you know, misogyny and all that kind of stuff. That's in loads of fucking films. You can go back and you can find fault with millions of films, but you can't just pull them all. We'll have nothing to watch. And then what we will have to watch is a load of bland, fucking colourless, you know, non-offensive, you know, boring fucking shit films. So people are more intelligent than you fucking think, and people can make their own minds up. Anyway, that's let's get on to Aliens. Aliens are back. Aliens, the British scientists have detected a strange repeating signal from deep space. So they're coming, the radio signal, they're going to burst, it's coming, regular pattern, prompting claims it could be from an alien civilization. Told ya. And they're making a beep. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Because they're sending out a signal, possibly from 15 billion light years away. So they're not coming anytime soon. Not if they're fucking getting the megabus, anyway. But we're trying to understand what it is. So we've got some kind of device listening to it. And, you know, that'll make, I'll tell you what, we could have some fucking great films. But they're going to make more films about aliens. There's not enough coming out, you know. There could be so many different versions of, like, of situations where aliens can come and fuck us up, or, you know, take the planet off us, kick us off. Maybe they'd come down with a big, massive spaceship, put us on the spaceship, send us back to where they come from, and they kept our lovely one, our lovely planet, and said, you can go and have our fucking shithole we've just come from. You're turning this place into it, so you might as well, like, go, if you like living in a shithole, you can go and live in our one. And we'll tend to the gardens in this place and look after the elephants and the rhinos and the fucking, you know, the tigers and all that. We'll live in harmony. And there'll be no need for racist statues where we come from, because we're all the same. We're all one. Anyway, that's but they send us off to, fuck knows, 15.9 billion years ago, away. So you'd have to take some fucking picnic or some sandwiches with you for that journey. Maybe take a few spliffs, because I think it's going to get... And I tell you what, they also want to have all them that back catalogue of films. I think you'll probably watch every single film in history on that space ride. And you still won't have got there yet. There's the Voyager. That's been travelling through space now for 30 years. And it's still giving signals back. 30 years. I'd like to watch that programme again. They sent it off 30 years ago and they did a new programme. I've spoke about this before. They did a new programme to see where it is now. This is it's the same people 30 years apart. And they're talking to it still. It's still sending advices back. No, like, visuals, but, you know, it's giving them information and whatever. And it's still travelling at, like, somewhere like 150 fucking thousand million... No, 15,000 miles a day or something, or an hour or whatever else, something like that, really fast. So imagine how much space it's gone through in that time, and it still hasn't hit anything. Crazy. So, you know, it's massive, that it's vast. Let's get on to the decorators. A decorator, drunken, I don't know why he's called, why we care whether he's a decorator or not. He's a fucking idiot, I know that. He shoved two phone charger cables up his todger after his wife dumped him. So that's like, you know, he's going, I'll show her. I'll put her to rights. You want to leave me, do you? Well, look what I'll do to myself. And then shoved his phone chargers up himself. I think the only person who's is hurting in that situation is himself. She's free to go and get on with somebody who doesn't have a disabled penis because he's fucking ruined it with two phone chargers. I wonder if he got the plug up there as well. He probably started charging himself, isn't it? He's like, you know, probably can put his phone charger, probably just touch his phone charger while that's up his willy, plug it in, probably touch his phone and it'll start charging. Something like that. He might have invented himself, you know, as a human fucking charger. But it's not something I would ever participate in for pleasure or for pain. Or, you know, some people like pleasure and pain, but that's one that's going beyond the fucking pale. And I certainly wouldn't do it to piss somebody else off. Oh, my God. the ghost is back. What am I going to call you? I'm going to have to give you a fucking name now. For now, I'm going to create a new name, a different name for you, but I'm going to call you Dave for now. Dave, the ghost has just swung the fucking door open again. I told you last time it was about when I was talking about looking at breasts, women's breasts helped you live longer, and he piped his head in then. He stuck his ear in. So he was probably thinking, I wish I'd have known that before I fucking died. And now I'm talking about fucking something else sexual with a bloke having his phone charger up his penis, and he's done it again, just swung the door open, stuck his head in. I can't see him, like, but I know he's there. I'm getting a bit like, what's the word? I'm getting a bit of stage fright now as I'm doing this podcast. So he's like, he stuck his head in. He's like, fuck, what's a phone charger? I know, where's he been sticking it up his penis? Or I don't know what ghosts from the olden days would have called it. But he's wondering what a phone charger is now. So anyway, I'm going to carry on with this podcast, if you don't mind, Dave, and we'll speak later. Sylvester Stallone says that the movie bosses urged him to ditch his cap that he wears in all the films, the £2.50 fedora cap. £2.50 he paid for it. And it looks a cool hat, doesn't he? In Rocky 1, Sylvester Stallone looks fucking cool as fuck. He's down and out, but it just looks the business, doesn't he? Typical, like, Italian-American, you know, all black. The little fingerless gloves, that cap on side, a bit sideways, tilted. Rocky 1 is like... There's a lot of things in that film to like. It's almost, it's just cool. It's got all the, it just looks, what do you think, Dave? I'll ask you, he doesn't know. He was way before Rocky 1. He's way before slavery and everything. I reckon he's a really old ghost. But he's probably got a lot to tell me. Maybe I'll have to do like a seance or something in here and see if I can actually talk to him and see what's up. But he's interested in this podcast anyway. But yeah, but Rocky 1 is just like, it's just cool. All the, you know, it's pretty grim, the scenery and everything like, but all the cars, the 70s was the best era to watch on film. The clothes, the cars, the music, and the 60s, but the 70s was like, you know, it had a lot going on, all the disco vibes and all that kind of stuff. The Bee Gees music, it's fucking rocking. I'd love to, time machine, I'd love to go back to that time, you know, and spend some time there. I'd have a right fucking laugh. That's before, you know, all this fucking, before the snowflake fucking generation anyway. And before, you know, when things were, it was all about the party, when it, people just fucking partied, even people with no money, it doesn't matter, they just fucking get to the disco. That's all it's about, the disco on a Saturday night. It's fucking all about that. Anyway, Charles Bronson, famous English convict. He's been in prison there for about 30 years. He only went in for fucking a small crime. Well, it was a violent crime, but he didn't get, I don't even know how long he got, but he weren't a lot. And he's been refused parole 6 times. He's been here 30 years, and now he wants his next parole. He's won a court case to get his next parole hearing done publicly so everybody can watch it. So then he can't get fucked over as much because, well, it's behind closed doors. They can say what they like and do what they like and just send him back. But he should be out years ago. It's ridiculous that he's out. It's with some of the fucking murderers and criminals and violent criminals that get released. Serial killers. They've all come out before him. He's fucking, he can't possibly be dangerous, that dangerous that you're refusing parole all this time. Even if he is, he should be released to at least commit another crime and go back in based on those that particular crime. Not because you're keeping him in endlessly. But he just tells them all to fuck off, doesn't he? He just says, fuck you, I don't give a fuck. This is my, I'll do what I want. But he's got like, he's obviously got a trigger and they keep pushing it and he just fucking does something. And then what's he do? He covers himself in butter. A couple of times he's stripped naked, covered himself in butter. Himself in butter and invited the guards in, and then the guards can't grab him, and then he just beats them all up because they can't grab him because they're slipping off the butter. So I think they've got to be in the bonnet about that. Hopefully he gets out, because it'd be good to see him out. He'd be fucking making a mint. He'd be on all the shows. He'd be on all the TV. There's a great film about him as well, with Tom Hardy in. So check it out. Right, last one. A will left by Uncle Albert in Only Fools and Horses is set to go on sale. It's the will that saved Rodney and Dalboy from going broke when they... what did he do? He last wishes he had 145,000 quid in his will. And it's going on sale. So if you want a bit of Only Fools and Horses memorabilia, and if you haven't watched Only Fools and Horses, what you're playing at, get onto it. It's the best, one of the best fucking English comedians, comedies, should I say, out there. Let's fucking get it watched before they start pulling that from TV. Because that's bound to have some offensive stuff in it, but it's the funniest fucking thing. I grew up watching that, and it was absolutely hilarious. In fact, I might even watch one tonight, go reminiscing. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'm going to do another one tomorrow. Hopefully, it's Friday tomorrow, so we'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.